Morning Manna by Rufus Parker, April the 8th, 2024. The Graves of Lust. And there went forth the wind from the Lord, and brought quail from the sea, and let them fall by the camp, as it were a day's journey on this side, and as it were a day's journey on the other side, round about the camp, and as it were 2 cubits high upon the face of the earth. And the people stood up all that day, and all that night, and all the next day. And they gathered the quails. He that gathered least gathered 10 homers. And they spread them all abroad for themselves round about the camp. And while the flesh was yet between their teeth, ere it was chewed, the wrath of the Lord was kindled against the people, and the Lord smote the people with a very great plague. And he called the name of that place Kabbath Hapavah, because there they buried the people that lust. Numbers chapter 11, verse 31. Verse 34. Today's morsel. When we read our Bibles, we will notice that God speaks strongly against and hates lust. James tells us, "Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempt he any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when lust hath conceived, it bring forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Do not err, my beloved brethren." James chapter 1, verses 13 through verse 16. Notice, if you will, we can become tempted by our own lust. Lust is defined as the desire for anything sinful, such as illicit sex, intoxication, ill-gotten gain, revenge, or anything else that God forbids. James says that when it is conceived in your heart or mind, it brings forth sin. And when sin is finished, it brings forth death. I just wonder, when we drive by graveyards, how many of those deaths are due in part to a person's lust. Paul says that in the last days, folks would have a form of godliness, but deny the power thereof, from such turn away. For of this sort are they which creep into houses, and lead captive silly women laden with sin, led away with divers lust, ever learning, and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 5 through verse 7. Led away with divers lust? What are these divers lust? Greed for success, financial gain, popularity, and again, even sexual misconduct. James said, "Do not err, my beloved brethren. Don't be fooled." Jesus said, "See that no man deceive you." Paul said, "And because of all these things comes the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience." So what is the answer to combat lust? Again, Paul says, "This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh." Galatians chapter 5, verse 16. Sing this song with me today. I've got Jesus on the inside, working on the outside. Oh, what a change in my life. I've got Jesus on the inside, working on the outside. Oh, what a change in my life. I've got Jesus on the inside, working on the outside. Oh, what a change in my life. Oh, what a change in my life. Thought for today, don't let lust become your graveyard.